Chapter 8, Worker Instances and the Spine Worker Architecture. A Chandra deployment is physically realized as one or more worker instances, independent OS processes, each with its own Allegro cache database, each serving one physical isolation surface, Chapter 5, that the spine editor, Chapter 13, packed one or more logical levels, Chapter 4, into one process, one database, one instance directory. Confirmed directly from the source zip rather than inferred from the UI, each worker instance lives in its own directory under Chandra instances / 5 instances were present in the reviewed snapshot at ports 9101, 9102, 9103, 9104, and 9195. Each instance directory carries its own start-enterprise.lisp, run-int.sh, and its own chandradb/allegro-cache database directory. dev-reload.lisp confirms the database path is configuration-driven, not hard-coded. ChandraDB dir defaults to chandradb/, but is overridable per process via chandra.conf, quote, sdb dir key, and start-enterprise.lisp resolves its own source root and instance root independently. Chandra_source_root, Chandra_instance_root environment variables, falling back to the process's own load path and working directory. Meaning shared source code can be deployed once, while each instance still gets its own mutable isolated instance state. This is the literal mechanism behind Chapter 5's T cancels out of S plus result. Scaling out is adding more of these independent instance directories at the same size, not growing one instance's database. What not to do to a running instance's database, a documented incident. Start-enterprise.list, quote, S-own comments, preserve a real incident worth restating here because it's a sharp, specific operational warning rather than generic caution. An earlier version of the boot sequence closed and reopened the Allegro cache database on every boot on the theory that Allegro cache might have its own thread-level staleness independent of Allegro Serve's worker pool. That theory may have been right, but the fix was not safe. After a close reopened cycle, HTTP requests to certain routes began failing with an Allegro cache internal error, backend last trans with args NIL, even though direct REPL reads confirmed the underlying data was intact. The corruption was written to the database's on-disk structures during the close reopen, persisted across a full process restart, and required deleting and recreating the database to recover. The current boot sequence's explicit comment, do not reintroduce Allegro cache close, reopen here without real documentation or vendor guidance on this. If you are ever debugging instant staleness, this specific fix is not the answer. And the comment exists specifically, so nobody has to relearn this the hard way. Instance identity /API/enterprise/self. Every worker instance exposes its own identity manifest at /API/enterprise/self, documented fully in Chapter 9, instance name, immutable ID, environment, build badge, and, as of a recent addition, personality_ID, the clean identifier of whichever personality, Chapter 6, seeded that instance's spine, for example, CMMC Defense 7 level, rather than a raw file name. This one endpoint is the shared foundation for three separate tools, Worker Diagnostics, Chandra-Worker-Diagnostics.html, Local Non-Polling Diagnostic Surface, explicitly does not depend on C or the spine instance being reachable. So it works even when the instance it's diagnosing is unhealthy. Instance dashboard chandra-instance-dashboard.html, new as of this session, build v31c30. A per-worker dashboard whose title literally renders as instance dashboard, with the name pulled live from the same self-manifest. The browser tab title becomes Chandra Instance Dashboard, meaning if you have several worker dashboards open in different tabs, each tab is self-identifying without needing to check the URL. Marshaller Chapter 7 reads the exact same manifest remotely at verify time to populate its fleet directory. Why workers are the physical realization of isolation surfaces. Chapter 5 establishes the math. S is population independent, scale by adding boundaries, not by growing one. Chapter 6 establishes that the industry configurator never touches physical deployment at all. Chapter 13 establishes that the spine editor is the tool that actually computes instance count and packs levels into instances. This chapter is where that math becomes concrete. A worker instance is asterisk, one of Chapter 5's isolation boundaries. Realized as an actual OS process with its own database, its own a cache, Chapter 18, and its own identity manifest. When this manual talks about an isolation surface being sized, it means physically deciding how many of these worker instance directories to stand up and which logical levels each one hosts. Known incomplete feature, Andon. The Spine UI, visible live on vatican.chandrahub.net, includes an Andon All control alongside its dashboard. Per James directly, this functionality is not fully developed yet. Don't document Andon as a working operational feature in this or any other chapter until that's confirmed otherwise. It should stay a name but unelaborated control until there's real behavior behind it to describe.